Hello.
Hi, this is Shaneville. Sorry I missed your call. Calling you back now from Family First Home Care.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? How can I help you?
I called and I spoke to someone earlier about
Oh.
Family First. I think they told me I had the first contact, Maximus.
I don't see any call in our
Oh,
system.
maybe it
You're
wasn't you.
Yeah, but we can help you if you're looking for home care services. Is that
I
what you mean?
am looking for home care services. I have a my
Oh.
son. I wanted him more or less to help take care of me while I
Oh.
try to recuperate. And what happened
Okay.
was, I don't know the procedures. I knew nothing.
Oh.
So
So you mentioned. Okay, sorry.
I was
Go ahead.
talking to someone. I called my insurance company,
Uh-huh.
and they told me I needed something from my. I thought I needed a doctor's note, but I had it wrong. My doctor had the wrong information because I changed medical coverage. I now have Medicaid, and
You
I
have
didn't have
Medicaid?
that before. Yes, I do. And
Okay.
I didn't have that previously, so we both had a misunderstanding
Oh.
communication. So
Well, let me
when I was
tell you. I guess you mentioned Maximus. If you need home care services, we have a special enrollment team. They will help you with the process of getting approved and applying for the services, which means like setting up the assessment with Maximus and everything.
Oh, okay.
So
Even
you
with my
said,
doctor's office?
yes, for now, first we need to get you the services, which is a waiver program. And you know what? First I have to check which
What
insurance
is
you
a
have. I
waiver
have to start.
program? What
So
is a
waiver
waiver
is,
program?
so for the, where are you located?
Excuse me, South Philadelphia.
Okay. So in order for you to get these services, it's called, you need to get approved for a waiver, which is these services basically from the insurance. You need a waiver.
I was told
So,
that I'm approved. Or I'm approved for it. I was told that I'm covered under Aetna for it. That's what I was told.
I can check your Medicaid and see exactly which insurance and what you have, your eligibility. So if
Okay.
you give me your information, do you have your Medicaid ID?
Yes, I
If you
do. I
don't,
just put it to the
oh,
side. I have it. You want
okay.
Medicaid? My Medi? I have my
Medicaid.
CNR number or Medicaid.
Medicaid. If you
Okay,
don't have
that
your
says.
Medicaid ID,
Wait,
then I could check.
wait a minute. That's a UPMC, Community Health Choice.
No, it should be a Medicaid ID, not the insurance ID. But if you don't have your
I
Medicaid ID, I can check with your social and date of birth.
have. Okay, my date of birth is 11/27/1961.
61. And what about social?
1455285599.
Let me take a look.
And that was a Medicaid card I was talking about, though. I got the UMPC Community Health Care Choices for
Yeah,
Medicaid.
I see now. I see. Okay, so your name is Mildred Harden, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I do see you. I do see you on Medicaid, and you have Community Health Choices, but you need a waiver. Okay, so.
And that comes from my doctor, correct?
It's from, to be honest, I'm not exactly sure the process, like the step-by-step process, but I think we have a special enrollment team. They reach out to your, they'll give you a number to reach out for, like there's a number, it's called a broker.
Yeah, that's
And
the Maximus is the broker.
yeah.
That's who I was
And I
talking.
don't think, I think, maybe after that they contact the doctor, I'm not sure exactly, but for the first step is the broker.
Right, that's Maximus. That's who
Yeah.
I talked to. I'm waiting for them to call me back. I
Oh, you
don't
already
know
called
anything.
them.
I just learned about this broker stuff. I don't know anything about these
Yeah, so
procedures.
the broker is first to get the waiver. So once you have
Yeah.
the waiver, then we could start. They will approve you hours, weekly hours, and we could start with the services. So
Right.
you have UPMC, so that's great. So I could take your information, and I'll have one of our onboarding, not onboarding, enrollment specialists have you reach out to the broker as well to get it, to get the services as soon as possible.
Yeah, I thought that's what I was doing earlier when I spoke to someone. They said they're going to have a broker call me. It was a gentleman I spoke to.
So you called the broker, that number for the broker?
No, I didn't call the broker. I talked to the gentleman who said he's going to have a broker call me.
Okay, I'm not sure who you spoke to.
Maybe I called the wrong company. I was calling to see what's what. I don't know who I talked to.
But the thing is that we could definitely help you. I'll just need a few, your basic information, and then we'll have one of
our...
Yeah.
Please do. The sooner the better. I know what's going
on.
Yeah,
that's right. So your number is 267-414-4626.
And yes, and you need my son's information because that's what y'all are asking me for.
Right. First, is there any other number I could reach you just in case?
No, this is my number. This is it.
This is the only number, just a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, so your son. Let me get your son's name and number.
His name is Taylor Harden. Same
Taylor
as mine.
T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is the same, Harden. And his number?
His number is... Hold on 1 second.
No problem.
His number is 267...
Mm-hmm.
418.
Okay.
0652.
52. Okay.
See, my sister called herself helping me do this because I don't know nobody. And I told her, you know, my son is a little sick of me. I told her he'd been taking so much care of me. He's so sick of me, he couldn't wait to get away from me today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to laugh. Only because I have him, he's working a little bit. He just now started a small job. But he spends most of his time with me because I can't lift or do anything. So I was talking to my sister, and she told me about you guys and to make sure I give you her name if that means anything because I don't know what any of this means.
Is she a caregiver or is she receiving also care?
I think she's receiving care from my nephew.
Oh.
My great nephew, I think. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
I don't know whether it's from you or from who. I don't know nothing. I don't even know anything. And she knows I don't.
Mm-hmm.
She just told me to give her name, and so I'm giving it.
Mm-hmm. And what's her name?
Brenda. Last name is Harden, same as mine.
Oh, Harden. Okay. That's nice. Okay. Thanks for the information. Let me just make sure I got the information right. Okay. What's your address?
2202 South Hemberger Street, spelled Herberger Street. Philadelphia, 19145.
45, okay. So just to make sure, it's 2202 South Hemberger, H-E-M-B-E-R-G-E-R?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay, now
it's 2202. Just to make sure.
202, yeah, 2202.
Yeah.
19145. Okay, are any minors present in your home?
Any what?
Minors in your home.
No minors.
No. Okay. So now for the schedule and requirements, do you have any specific schedule or requirements? What do you need help with?
I cannot lift anything at all hardly with my left side because it's injured. I was on a health regimen from the doctor. He was sending me going to the gym because I'm on a health strict diet on everything. And I have degenerative arthritis on my left side. So now my arms and hands are extremely weak. I also have carpal and tendonitis in both hands. So I can barely pick up things or carry anything on my left side. And I have what is called a drop foot because of nerve damage in my leg. So I need help doing a lot of things here lately.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They just even signed me up right now. I have to go see the foot doctor again, so.
Oh, do you use anything like a wheelchair, walker, cane, something like that?
I don't. And I'm trying my best to hopefully they give me some shoes because I don't want to look older than I am. Well, I don't want to look older in a walker. I'm sorry. I told the doctor that they think I'm crazy because I always almost fall. I never actually fall. Well, I did fall once, but I almost always fall. So I'm asking them for some kind of, to check my leg and for some kind of footwear to help me. I also had problems with my I couldn't get in and out the tub anymore because of this bad leg. So I'm waiting. I'm doing trying to do modifications now in my own bathroom myself. I'm waiting to afford a tub. I should walk and shower. I had the tub pulled out, but I cannot finish it because my money's funny and tell big jokes. And now I got nothing to even shower with or bathe in the tub. So as soon as I get that, I'm going to have a tub, walk-in tub put in, and I asked for a chair and railings and stuff like that just for it because of this one foot, this one leg. But I want to keep trying to look like a young girl. I don't want to walk around like I'm a
victim. I understand, yeah. So at least you'll have your son working, and then he'll get paid.
Yeah, he's sick of me, but yeah. Because he has to go up and down with my clothes because I can't carry nothing, even to the laundromat. We go to the store.
So he's helping you with
my
laundry?
He does my laundry
cleaning.
For me. Goes to the store with me because I can't carry much. He even walks me when I have to walk some. He walks on my dog for me. I have a little Sandy. He takes care of all of that, and he does major cleaning. I can do the minor. He has to do the major around the house. I can't.
What about cooking?
He cooks for me on occasion, too. He's a chef. He better cook.
Or
he doesn't like cooking anymore. So what I have him do, he tries to get stuff that he can just make in, real quick for me. You know, because he doesn't like cooking anymore. I can't say much. If you do it all your life, eventually you're going to get sick of it when you come home. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You do it all day. You don't want to come home and do it again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think I got the basic information. Now what will happen is I'm sending it into our enrollment team.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have probably someone today reach out to you just to make sure that our numbers always, when you get the call, just to make sure to answer, our numbers always start with the first, like, six digits, 267-551, then usually 74.
I've been answering even if it's spam because some of my medical numbers are coming up spam.
Okay.
So
okay, just
I
to keep in mind
that
we always, our numbers are 267-551, and probably Chaya will reach out to you.
I'm in bed now because my arm hurts so bad. I'm waiting for him to come home.
Wow.
All I do, and you have no idea, getting up in the morning, just getting up, because I don't know what it's degenerative arthritis. I already know I got it. It's in my records. So that I think when I tried to exercise my arms, something went out of whack. Yeah, that's all I can do.
I see. Okay. So if you have any questions, you can reach out at any time to my number, this number, and we'll have, hopefully today, one of our enrollment will reach out to you, one of our enrollment team.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you
all
for
right.
reaching out. Thanks so much for returning my call.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.